Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Why Am I Sad? I'm Joel.
I'm Cass.
I'm George.
And I'm Zoe B.
And we're fine.
Hey.
Hello sunshine, hello blue skies, hello lovely day.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da-da. Throw us in the deep end there, man.
I know. I'm usually before we record.
Very stressful, Zammit. What are you doing?
I know. I was like, usually before we record, there's a little bit of preamble. We kind of just like catch up with everyone. How you go? Nah, I'm tired. I'm so tired and exhausted. I'm just like, fuck it. Here's the intro. Everyone deal with it. How's everyone going? Haven't spoken to you motherfuckers in ages.
How are you doing?
Exhausted.
It does seem like the real question here.
Yeah.
We're worried about you, Zam.
Look, fair enough. Yeah.
This is an intervention.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted. Okay, so what can I... this is a fun sentence. Now, what can I legally talk about? Let's see here. So things are going well.
Issues.
Ah, sweet. All right. Anyways, what next?
things are moving along, but in a very stressful sort of manner. Haven't really been sleeping that much.
Sleep is for the week.
It was nice. I've been doing like sleeping with sleeping tablets because that seems to be the only way I can do it in like the last couple days, which is nice. I'm running on fumes. And it's all very
a manual
stressful.
Reset.
Yes. So yeah, am I doing well? No. Do I know that I'm not doing well? Yes. So
that's half the battle.
It is half the
battle. The other half is therapy.
Am I getting therapy? Yes. But you know, unfortunately it's an external influence or an external force that is basically causing the stress. It's an external stressor, which is very, very frustrating. And unfortunately, I guess the wheels of justice, as it were, move very slowly, and there's a little thing going on.
Wheels,
which is making it.
We never heard that expression before.
Is that not the expression?
Oh, I wouldn't refer to them as wheels. They're neatly organized sticks. Well,
you've not been crushed by the wheels of justice, obviously.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone has.
Many people.
Yeah. But yeah, so unfortunately, the process is a very slow one. It's a very long one. It's a very arduous one. And because of that little other thing that's going on with the rest of the world, things are even slower.
Oh, you mean that Rona thing?
Yeah. So that's fun. So I've been dealing with this, like, yeah, with that, and that's just is taking up, I want to say, like, 90% of my brain capacity. But it is exhausting and it's tiring. But I can't really talk about a lot of that. Which is unfortunate because, there's a lot I want to vent. So much. But we'll get to that, I guess, when I can, which is nice.
We'll have a whole episode dedicated to it.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna have to, yeah. Recordings everything.
Part one, part two.
Exactly.
Zammit's first solo episode.
And another thing.
And here's another thing that just happened. It's all wonderfully been chronologed. That's not the word. Is that a word?
It works.
Chronicled?
We know what you mean.
Chronicled.
Yeah, there we go. So it's all there. There's a lot of bullshit that's happened. And it's just very much to be like, I'm looking forward to be like, okay, so this is the thing that kickstarted it all. And like, yeah, it'll be a fun, what's the word? Getting it off chest. Is there a word for
vent?
That? Like, Yeah, but not to vent.
Confession?
Like,
release?
Maybe. Catharsis. Cathartic. No. Okay. Catharsis?
I think you don't need the extra sis. I think it's just catharsis.
Catharsis.
Unless you, unless multiple people are doing it. Or is that cathasi?
Cathasi. It'll be very cathartic.
I laugh too much at that. That's my own joke.
Sometimes the jokes are just for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yes, when eventually I can do that, it'll be very cathartic. So other things that have also been getting me down this week. So as I guess we're aware, we are building the new property. So we found out in the state of Victoria and the majority of Australia that bum guns are banned. You just can't have
bullshit.
Them.
And it's bullshit.
It's
you might
it's
need to
bullshit.
Clarify what a bum gun is.
Motherfucking tyranny.
It's that's what it is. I know. We live in a nanny state. I don't know. Bum gun is so it's basically like a bidet, but it's just like attached to the wall
on a handle. You know how you have a shower.
Yeah, you know how you have a shower,
smaller.
But one smaller one for your nuss. And yeah, we purchased them from
like in Japan.
Yeah. So we purchased them and we were about to install them all. We were very proud. I sent a photo to the company being like, oh, this is going to be so exciting. The whole company is going to have the cleanest nusses around. Everyone was looking forward to it. And then my plumber's like, nah, can't do them. Can't do them. They're banned. I know a guy who did install them and now he's got his plumbing license up for revoke or whatever. And it's all just bullshit. Jesus. So apparently you can install them, but it's like $2,000 per each one for like a backflow or whatever. And then they have to be on a separate water thing. And then you have to get them like
maintenance. Then why could you buy year. Them? That's the fucked up thing.
That's,
like why could
well,
you?
That's a thing.
That's insane.
It's not a purchase thing that's like legal or illegal or whatever. It's an installation thing. So you can buy it. You can't install it. It'd be like saying, you know, yes, you can buy weed, but you cannot smoke it. It's those kind of things. I say it's actually probably the same reason why you can buy bongs and all those kind of things. Mm. So, like, you can have the paraphernalia, but don't you dare do what it's used for.
Just off your tree, starting to sell bum guns everywhere. It's technically legal.
You can have as many bum guns as you want. Never use one. You
don't do anything with them. Jesus.
Yeah, they're like a collector's item now, I guess. So, yeah, that was very frustrating, very sad to kind of like realize. And we would be like, why? And so, you know.
You just have to wipe like normal peasants.
I know. What the hell?
My nose refuses.
Yeah, no, I was fine with it. Now that I know that I didn't have to do it for a bit, it's hell.
I know.
Every time. It's torture on my nose.
Exactly.
It's the most devastating blow this entire company has ever faced.
It's just bullshit. And it was one of those ones I would have loved to. I was like, I'm going to try and fight for this. And like I complained and I moaned and I called up like the VBA, like the Victorian Building Association. Had a long, wonderful phone call with someone being like, yeah, here's why. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's fair. Yeah, well, that's all right.
Why is it? Do you have the reason?
Oh, yeah, it's because, and then this is the thing. It's like, because it's connected to the mains. So the problem is it's like free standing. So the thing and the issue is it can be, say, dropped into the bowl. So if you drop the bum gun into the bowl itself, then there's like negative pressure and then the water can be sucked back in, which you then get a contamination issue. So then you might end up getting, say, shit water into the mains and, say, you then drinking or your neighbor drinking shit water, which has caused some – and it has happened. But this is the thing, though. It's only happened like – in I think he was telling me in Australia, New Zealand or whatever, it was like – it's happened. There's been four cases, and I'm like, oh yeah, four is pretty bad. But then thinking, no, wait, four is pretty good. Like,
well, how many people have installed it?
That's
you know?
The thing. It's kind of like
installed it. Okay, 100% of the time.
Okay, then that's real bad. But if it's not, but yeah, apparently Queensland, you can have it. It's fine.
What about like a bidet? Like it just a classic.
Also
bidet.
Not no. Yeah, I don't think we can.
That's not free. Free flowing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So like, you can have some stuff, but they need to have like a lot more expensive stuff added to it. So it's like an anti or it's like a backflow prevention thing, which is can be pretty pricey. And then they have to be on separate ones. And yeah. So all in all, I know it wasn't. It wasn't worth it.
I'm hearing like a Twitch maybe. Campaign.
Exactly. Do you reckon that's a fine Twitch goal to have? Please clean us.
Our assholes are filthy.
Okay. 2021's Twitch campaign. It's all for the one. Once we've got that giant brass crab, getting bum guns.
We'll get bum guns. But no, it was very disheartening having to then go back and like take the bum guns we had bought back and be like, yeah. Plumber won't install them. Yeah, I know, it sucks.
Mm.
But yeah, it was a sad day. Saddest day of my life, I want to say. Saddest day of my life.
Mm. Really, anyone's life.
Yeah. I think it was a day of mourning for the company.
The whole company. Everyone was shattered.
Everyone was.
The whole company's
ready
holes.
To fight the man on this.
True. Yeah. Someone's preemptively stopped wiping in preparation for it.
I know.
Very disappointing.
Yeah, someone with a bowel disorder, this is discrimination.
It really is. So, yeah.
This
so
is an accessibility that's issue now.
So that's why I'm, you know, apart from the other thing, this here is why I'm sad this week. it's been good. Although it's really interesting, apart from, like, those couple problems, the building of itself has been coming along really, really good. I think everyone is stressed and worried that Victoria is going to go into like stage 4 restrictions. So everyone is just kind of freaked out, and fair enough. So they're just trying to get like work as soon as they can. Like, I think it was like on a Tuesday, I had the plasterer call me up and it's just like, hey, can we come in tomorrow to do like the battens and stuff? And I was like, hang on a second. Are we? Yeah, I think you can. He's like, great. Because, you know, we weren't going to have them until like, you know, a week after. And like we sort of got the electrician. The electrician's like, yep, fantastic. It's like on the Friday, I'll be there Monday. And you're like, all right, cool. Everyone is chomping at the bit there. So in the space of like less than a week, the house, the property is sort of coming together. So it's been fun witnessing that. And it's also just like, you know, all culminating together. So that's been exciting and fun. But then the downside, of course, is, getting up at like 6 a.m. and doing it all. And I'm tired.
6 a.m.?
I know.
Shocking.
It's bullshit.
6 a.m. with your filthy ass, you have to get up. This is outrageous.
I know. 6 a.m., I get up, I take a shit. I got to use toilet paper to wipe.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I know. I can't even have the joy of waking up and squirting water on my nose. I have to use paper like some kind of filthy animal.
Or just have a shower afterwards.
Do that little waddle from the toilet to the bathroom.
Well, I have to at least do a couple of cursory wipes, though.
George said it like you hop from straight one to the other.
Yeah, that's what I was implying as a joke.
I want to say, Cass and I, the house we stayed in over New Year's had bidets, and they were lush.
Oh, yeah.
They were so good.
It's such a treat.
When I was in like Rome for like a weekend when we were in Europe, because goddamn, Europe is just crazy. I love that. I was in Rome for like 3 days. Ooh, fuck, man. You guys in the UK don't know how good you got it.
You're really up to date with current news.
Yeah. Why? What else is going on there? Anything?
No, they're good. They're good.
That's good. Love them.
They're out of lockdown. They're fine.
Yeah, it's true.
If we stop testing, we'll stop having high results of tests.
Of course.
It's just smart.
It's just common sense. But yeah, no, when we were in Rome, they had the bidet and, it was a treat. And I'm just very upset and sad that I can't have that luxury in my own home.
You know what the bidet solves? The bidet solves the issue of when, because we were at the beach, we're at a beach house, and nothing's worse than like coming from the beach and having a sandy noose and then shitting and then having to like sandpaper your ass to like try and clean
it.
The bidet fixes that problem.
Alas. Not in this nanny state that we live in.
Bullshit. Masks are mandatory. Bullshit. Dirty nusses. Fuck this shit.
Exactly. Mandatory.
Make sure your mouths are covered and your nuss are dirty. That should be the fucking state of Victoria, not the garden state, the dirty nuss state. Anyway, how you all been going? Cass, how you been doing?
Good. I started painting again and...
That's good. It's nice to pick up a hobby and then immediately stop it.
I find great joy in mixing paints, and I spent an entire day mixing all these lovely paints in the sunshine and painting all these pots. And when I came out of my room to look at putting the pots on the shelf, my housemate had rearranged the shelf and given it a new colour scheme, so none of my colours matched it anymore. And then when I saw it out of the sunlight, all the colours were disgusting. I was like, God, I made that? And I was like, the pots, they're really ugly. I didn't paint them very well. My housemate's like, let's see. And I showed her. She's like, yeah, they're really not good. She's like, those colours aren't right. That's really wrong. I'm like, yeah. It's not even a... But because I didn't paint them very well, I guess, look, alcohol took all of them off. And because of COVID, I have such a surplus of alcohol. I guess not anymore, but... Look, I managed to strip the pots completely and start again, and they're coming along really well. That's good. The project. I have had the end of that.
So I guess lockdown 2 is treating you well.
Look, hey, no, I was lucky enough to get my hands on some reusable masks. Some, like, I couldn't get locally made, but I got some made in Sydney, so didn't give my money to fast fashion. Now have some masks to stop death. Well, there are my two things. Zoe?
I'm just like, in this day and age, like the idea of worrying about fast fashion, I'm like, I'm just trying not to die at this point.
What is fast fashion? Am I out of the loop? Have I missed something?
It's like mass produced. So stuff like Kmart, H&M, like stuff that's just really, really mass produced.
Mass-produced, exploitatively made.
Stuff that falls apart real quickly.
Yeah.
So it's like you buy it and use it twice and then you throw it out.
But it's like an exploitative, like Cass said, like it's an exploitative process. Yeah. So they're paying people in third world countries like cents a day to make these clothes.
All right. I didn't realize the exploitiveness was part of the description.
I think that's how it's so fast.
It makes perfect sense. But yeah, I just thought it was the idea of something you wear twice and then throw out.
Nice living in a world where we can just be like, I've worn a thing.
I've done that.
I'm bored of this t-shirt.
I've done that. The pin. I've bought t-shirts and never worn them and thrown them out.
Oh gosh.
But I need a rag pile. Like, I need a rag pile. So I just cut them
straight
up
in the bin, still wrapped up.
So what have you been up to, Zoe?
I've been working. There was like this very terrifying moment where I was like, have I just been staring at a wall for 2 weeks? I'm making some sets and stuff for some D&D shit, which is good. And I've been working on that, which is super fun. I taught myself how to sew. So that's happened. And I also learned how to make medieval torches out of a LED light bulb and a car oil funnel.
They look so good. Oh, we've had a sneak peek. I can't wait to die and go to heaven.
They look great, and there were so many words you mispronounced then, and I don't know which one to focus on first, but that sounds great.
Yeah, I'm dumb. I'm not a smart man, and that's okay, you know?
Sometimes any of us here?
No, none of us are very smart. And I'm okay with that. I'm really, like, in the past couple of weeks, I've just gotten really comfortable with how dumb I am. And it's fine, man.
Lean
it's
in.
Just, oh, my God, nice. Lean in. Lean into the dumb, because I don't know shit about shit.
You know,
what is smart?
I'm there, man. Oh, I'm so there. You know, it's so relieving to, like, walk into a room and know you are not the smartest.
It's the pressure relieved.
Oh, really? My God. Yes, it's just like, man, I'm stupid as shit. Someone else has this, right? And I make that assumption, and it's the best assumption you can ever make in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It means you'll always learn something too, which is nice.
No, I don't want to learn a lesson.
No, it's not about learning. Okay. It's just about being open about it. Like, if you don't know what a word means, Ask what that word means. Yes.
Nah, that involves serious. Learning, Zoe.
No, I can forget it.
Ah, good point.
Head empty, empty tube.
I can choose to not internalize things. Yeah. All right.
No, I wanted to get to a point where, like, if you look in my eyes, you can, like, see the elevator music happening behind it.
Yeah.
You look in the eyes and you hear the ocean.
Yeah. Just a vast emptiness. It's what I strive for in my day-to-day life. And, look, it's nice to see someone that I can aspire to try and be more like.
Thanks, man.
You're doing great, Zoe.
We need a word that just encapsulates the calm of the abyss. The Bellotta.
Yeah. I was watching the finale of Drag Race All Stars, and one of the queens on this season, Derek Barry, is like what I aspire to be. So dumb.
Yeah.
So fucking dumb. And I've never, oh my God, watching this person do their like confessional talk, like talking heads, and just getting every second word wrong, and then looking to the producer being like, did I do it? And then like realizing that they did it wrong. And I didn't do it.
fuck, I'm trying.
And I was like, I can't wait to grow up to be you.
You're already there, man. Just have that belief in yourself.
Thanks, man. I think I just got to try a little bit harder at being a bit more stupid.
I reckon.
I got to forget those like 15 years of education I did.
Yeah.
Put that in the bin.
Don't need it.
Don't need it.
Don't need it at all.
Don't want it.
No.
What exactly. Does education really teach you anyway?
Nothing.
Do I need to know what an integer is? No. Has it ever helped me in my day-to-day life? I don't know. I'm not that smart to work out that answer.
Put it in the bin, man. You just want to, like, open the Rolodex of your mind and it's just empty files.
Exactly. Just a big clear out.
404s for days. Nothing's there.
Have no, that minimalistic approach.
You don't even want the absence of something. You just want abyss.
Yeah.
You don't want evidence of there ever even having been storage space.
Exactly, because like an empty drawer implies that there should be something in that drawer. Mm. I don't want the drawer.
No.
Just a vibe.
I think I see what's going on here.
No house. Field.
Are we thinking group lobotomies? Is that what's going on here?
Fuck yes.
Just remove it altogether. It's not there anymore.
So what you want to do is you want to get one of them there's an ice pick or something and right up the nose. Wasn't like the cunt that invented all this or invented or discovered it, didn't he just like basically go around the world or around like the states and was just like, I could do a lobotomy in 10 minutes, line up everybody.
Yes.
And would be performing like lobotomies to like 10-year-olds or something.
Yes.
And everyone was like, This is good. They're, you know, stopping them acting out in their behavior issues.
And they're just sitting there like completely lobotomized being like, oh. They're like, of course they're not acting up. They're not. There anymore.
Exactly. Motherfucker got a Kennedy. Anyway. How you been, George?
I feel like we could have stuck on that lobotomy talk a bit longer. But,
we could have, but Cass is having a bad time.
That's what we've gotten to. What week of quarantine is it? We are sincerely talking about lobotomies at this point.
And we keep going to upset Cass.
Yeah.
Well, she's more thinking about the pick up the nose and the wiggle around and the brain swirling. Yeah.
I reckon if I had to, you could do it.
She's about to throw up.
That's how they do it. It was a medical procedure.
It was a medical procedure.
You're like a mobile being. You'd like drive doing. Around and just and then go to the next.
Yeah.
Did you just gag?
She's gagging.
I think Cass has gotten sweaty.
She's actually taking off her jumper. This is so funny.
Yep.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Also, did you know we do too many shows across the Sandspans Radio Network? Take D&D is for Nerds, an actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast that I'm mostly on. Never played D&D in your life? Don't worry, up until we started, I hadn't either. Meticulously edited by yours truly, so you don't have to hear all the faff and math that interrupts a good fantasy story. Each campaign is standalone, and while veteran listeners will pick up characters, events, and places across the seasons, new listeners can start at any adventure. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on iTunes or Spotify, or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com. George, how you been?
I'm all right, actually. Just kind of chug along. It's kind of the, for me, because I work in a private thing, that hasn't stopped. So work has been pretty much, life in general has actually been, like, in terms of the day-to-day stuff, not that different, because gigging didn't come back during the period where quarantine didn't exist for a bit. So it did come back a little bit, but not much. And I'm just looking for places, just inspecting places, being picky. Almost got a place yesterday, then the last second I'm like, you know what? Nah. I'm going to keep waiting. Keep searching for a nice place.
Yeah. Now, are you going to the places, or is it all like, yes, you can inspect via Zoom?
No, you can go to everything. It's it's still all sweet. You got like, it's all private inspections, and you got to wear a mask, but obviously. Okay. But yeah, you go check them out. It's all right. You get to see a whole bunch of places. Turns out I'm pickier than I would have thought going in.
No, that's
fair. If you're picky, then what's your list?
So basically, it turns out, unless there is huge reasons why these aren't a deal breaker, I want a balcony of some kind. It doesn't have to be a huge balcony, but just something to stand on outside. And that's about it. And a kitchen that's actually okay, because some of these places, these kitchens, tell you what.
They're bad.
They are so bad.
They really build a quote-unquote kitchen in a lot of them.
Yeah. That's like, it's so poor. So like, a nice-ish area, like as in good area, I guess. Okay. So it's like not that big a list. Oh, and I need a car space.
Okay.
Turns out that's a very limiting list I just gave you.
good area, balcony. Ooh.
And a kitchen that isn't garbage. It's tough.
I lived in a house for a year that had a kitchen that didn't have a bench space. So there was nowhere to prepare food. There was a sink.
Yeah.
There was room for your fridge, and there was the stove. End of list.
Is it like you're meant to put a chopping board on top of the stove, and that's how you do?
We ended up not even buying a bench. We like initially just stacked up all the old moving boxes, and we're like, we'll deal with this in a second. And then we forgot we lived there for a year with this bench that we made out of boxes.
Nice. Yeah. That's a nice look. Yeah.
Okay.
That share house is for you, though.
I do not miss share house.
I could imagine. I'm trying to skip that phase myself, go solo. But so that's it. And then the other one, there's this podcast I listen to. It's called The Majority Report. It's like American news thing. It's very pretty hard left in certain areas, but they're just very legit, these guys. Very switched on, super, super well researched in everything they say. And they had do this daily show, 3 hours, and most of it's analyzing news stuff, but then some of it's a call-in show to keep the conversation with listeners and stuff. And one of the hosts on it, this young-ish dude, he was like 37, but like there's the main host and then he's the second guy. And he passed away completely randomly, unrelated to anything. Just blood clot in the throat, just bang like that, gone. And it was intense. It was actually, I'll be honest, we're doing a podcast right now. It made me realize this weird kind of relationship that exists with podcasts, which I don't think I'd fully appreciated before, because you feel stuff. You feel bad. You feel sad. You feel genuinely really, really upset and like you've lost something. It was intense.
Well, yeah. I mean, you probably listen to this person talk and have their opinions and you hear about their lives. I mean, 3 hours a day, every day. It's you know, that's maybe longer than you spend time with certain loved ones.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's understandable to kind of build up this sort of parasocial relationship. But
it's intense. Parasocial, is that a weird, like, as in, like, parasite social? That's always whenever I hear it, I think that. But obviously, it's not that.
Exactly. It's somewhat that. Your relationship, George, was more like a parasite.
Yeah. I don't even know what it really means, parasocial relationship. Just means someone you don't talk to, but you feel you've got a relationship with them, I'm guessing.
In a way, yeah. Like, parasocial relationship is just mostly like, it's like a one-way street. So the audience will sort of have a parasocial relationship with someone they're listening to or watch, and it's like they know a lot about that person's life, and then the person that they sort of know a lot about knows nothing about their life.
Okay, right. Oh, so it's actually similar to doing comedy and stuff in that sense.
Yeah. So like parasocial relationships have sort of existed for a long time when there's been like any sort of media. It's more prevalent in audio forms, especially like talkback and like those kind of things. Like I guess this was a long time before sort of podcastings were sort of more in the mainstream, as it were. But like a lot of, you know, call-in shows, you generally get like your regulars and all those kind of things. And they sort of really talk about that. Whenever I was looking into sort of this sort of thing as an academic research. But yeah, it's because audio has always been a one-to-one relationship as opposed to, say, television, which has been a one-to-many, like one to the masses. So because generally when you're listening to something, it's a very personal experience. It's you right now with your headphones on, doing the dishes, a workout, walking, something like that. That's kind of generally the relationship with an audience. Hello. Hope you're having a good day. Stay safe.
Hope that task is going well.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it. Stop listening. Exactly.
You're doing great.
Listen more. So it's generally a very personal thing because it's like you and just you and just yourself doing it. Whereas, say, like a television or a visual medium, it can be done as a social thing, and it's usually a very much, you know, you and a few other people watching something.
It feels more distant.
Yeah, whereas like, you know, I think, you know, Serial when it first came out was like there was like these listening parties that would pop up, but I don't know how effective that would be, and I don't know, I'm not the kind of person that was like, yes, let's go to a gathering and listen to something.
It's not the 20s.
Look, the idea of going to a gathering sounds nice for any reason right now, but...
I'd be annoyed. No, if I was doing a listening party now, I'd be like...
We could be doing anything and you're choosing.
Please, can we talk to each other? Please, can we talk to each other?
No.
We're not allowed to touch. Can I please just have a conversation? Just a scrap.
Just un petit.
Just a crumb.
Just a crumb of conversation. But yes, no, parasocial relationships. It's a very interesting topic. But yeah, so like when you found out, like were you very like saddened?
Yeah, man.
Or
it was
went through like those
of, like,
stages
know,
of
when
grief
something like that happens. You're shocked and you don't know. Yeah. You don't know if it's real or that. It's funny. You go through all the same kind of processes you do, especially in this instance because it was so unexpected. But they had a really good, interesting thing because they did the show the next day. Like almost straight away, did the show after hearing the news that the next day they actually did the show, and then they took the rest of the week off. But they did that one almost as a cathartic use of the show. So there you go.
Hey.
Isn't that way?
And they had a call in. It went for like 4 hours, and they had a million different people like calling in, regulars as well as guests and people like that. So it was really interesting hearing. You got anyone listening who would have heard every variation of a relationship with him, like from someone that you could vibe with. So it was like, it was just so emotional. So emotional. That is a peak feeling stuff was that 4 hour thingy. Cause it's just like, oh man, this hurts. And like everyone's shocked. Everyone's talking about what to do. Cause the guy was like really, really talented, extremely funny. And he was on the path to something where you're like, in 10 years, he's going to be something really big, but it's like not there yet. So it's got that element of it, which is like the wasted potential.
Yeah, which kind of like missed opportunity kind of stuff. And you were trying to watch this person's career and almost excited for them in sort of achieving what they want to achieve. And then it all. Yeah, just
and it's a classic where it's like you don't even think about it. You don't even think about someone not being there when they're just that young and stuff. You're just like, yeah, this person's going to be here forever, and then it's like gone. You're like, oh wow, yeah, okay. Well, I guess I should probably. I don't know.
Write a will.
Hug someone. Write a will. You need stuff to write a will, Zoe. Come on. But give a big hug to all the listeners as well. You know,
yeah. Sign up to be an organ donor at the least.
I mean, I assume I am already.
No, you have to opt in.
But don't you get the option to opt in when you get your license?
Yes.
Yeah. Cass is very suspiciously looking around right now. I'm very
don't
sure.
Remember that day.
As someone who got their license the most recent, I say yes. Yeah, you get the form. Like, it's part of the form. They're like, do you want to be an organ donor? You're like, yeah.
My license, one of my eyes is a different shape to the other eye because I'd been crying when they took the photo.
What? Why were you crying when...
So on brand.
So on brand. Why were you crying when...
She was either really, really happy or she was really, really sad.
I thought I'd
failed. Or really, really anything. Let's be honest. Let's not go binary on this.
I thought I failed and I was really disappointed in myself. But I didn't. So okay. Then they were like, we'll wait till she stops crying to take the photo. But one of my eyes, really puffy. The other one, no. So it's not a great form of ID. Thankfully, I had a fringe. So, it's, you know, we all look the same.
Were you crying and then they said, no, you passed?
Yeah.
Interesting. had you failed before?
Yeah. But I didn't realize the first time. Oh, I had a suspicion. I had a suspicion the first time, which was confirmed. So the second time, I'm like, I cooked it.
You did.
But evidently, no. It wasn't cooked.
No. I feel like we've all gone a bit crazy in quarantine. I'll be honest. This conversation.
Oh yeah, this definitely happened in quarantine.
No. Your reaction now, definitely not that. Yeah, no, that's a
yeah. No, very this second quarantine, I think, has been hitting a certain level of different. You know,
I feel like my brain's coming out of my ears.
Yeah,
which is good. We want to get it all out.
We don't need
exactly.
it.
That's the plan.
Exactly.
Get the
and then we need to fill up that cavity with something so that there was... it's not an out again. You don't want it there to be... Something's missing. You want it to be perfect. That's what you want.
It's smooth. Minimal.
Fill
it's minimalist.
With smooth. Concrete.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I want my brain, all those wrinkles ironed out. I want one of them smooth brains.
It just
hit it and just slide off. Just slide off.
Exactly. Oh, yes. I want a thought to hit me and then poof, you know,
just ricochet out of your mind.
Bounce off. Ricochet. That's the word I was trying to go for.
In a glorious spray.
Yeah.
That's okay. You're on a better track than I am, Sam.
Thanks. I was almost going to call you Zoe, but hey, that works. You know, it's all just, hey, such beautiful brunettes, the two of
We're
you.
We're all
you
beautiful know? Brunettes.
Yeah, it's really difficult to tell which one of us is which. I'm slowly progressing to blonde. So that hopefully...
Yeah, it might just trick that smooth brain of mine and be like, ah, yes,
the blonde.
Blonde one. Adam? No, no, no.
You just
no,
be
no
like,
glasses.
Oh, Adam. Adam, why are you so long?
But yes, no, everything seems to be very blurry.
It feels like you're just like trying I'm to just... fill the time because like the first quarantine, I felt like, I had time to do all the things that I hadn't done. And I was like, oh, well.
Yeah, and now the illusion's broken. And it's like, no, I'm never going to do those.
I'm never. First quarantine, I was like, I'm going to watch my shows. I'm going to fill in all the, you know, that list, that fucking never-ending list that everyone has, which is like, oh, yeah, I'll add it to the list. Thanks for the recommendation of this good TV show and or movie to the list. And I was like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to watch The Leftovers. I'm going to watch a lot of fucking HBO. Fill that void.
Started watching it.
Now, Dance Moms.
Head empty.
What are you going through?
Nothing in here.
Yeah, no, I hear. It's just, I don't know. It just feels like, yeah, walking through molasses at the moment. And I just feel everything is just so numb and tired. I'm just so tired. I'm just so tired, you know?
I think you should go for a big walk, you know? Go for a big walk.
That is the opposite of what he needs. He needs a big nap.
You do the big walk so you can have the big nap.
Yeah.
I'm
I've been doing yoga a lot more though, which has been nice. I've been doing like every night before a bed, which was nice.
Oh my god,
it was very. There was one particular day. It was great, and it was like yoga to help you for stress, and it was like starting it already furious, and then trying to do the practice while still maintaining a level of furious. And then ending it and trying to meditate while still being furious. It was a great experience. And then to go to bed just completely mad and angry and then to wake up still furious. It was like, hey, yoga did nothing. I'm still mad. But I'm a little bit more bendy. So I guess I mean, it worked. Yeah.
Were you trying to stay angry?
No, I was just... A very furious individual. No, I wasn't. It was just like, so I want you to be thinking of your thoughts and just kind of like acknowledge them and move on. I'm like, I'm acknowledging them. I'm very mad right now. Yeah, still there. Oh, it's there again. Oh, another thing popped up. Still mad. So, didn't help.
That's why with the meditation, it's like that. But I think yoga, I've found, is a bit better because instead of like you're not meant to think about anything, you like just think about that muscle. So at least you're focusing on something. So it kind of helps you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I was like, focus on the muscle. All right, you're doing the downward dog or whatever. And you're like, yep, I'm trying to do that. That really hurts. All right, now release. Okay. Oh, that angry thought again. There he is.
yeah.
That was been fun. It's been
thought about doing the opposite of yoga, like going for like a run or kickboxing.
I would love to do that. To be honest, it was just like at
May
a moment
I suggest
in time being like
screaming.
Ooh!
Oh! Ooh. How many calories does that burn?
It's not about that. you scream. Scream is a pre-yoga meditation.
I found myself doing, because you know when you have like, I guess shower arguments, I think is a thing, you know, when you have a shower and you're like, all the things.
You're always a winner.
Really? Because you know you're doing it and you're just having a shower and you're washing yourself and in your head you're doing it, right? No, I was just doing it out loud, well, not out loud, but mouthing my argument, like, screaming my arguments.
I do that. I do that. Yeah. It helps so much.
Do the arm movements.
Because, like, you know, I live with my partner, so I'm just like, you know, it's in the morning, got to keep it down while she's still sleeping. So it's just kind of like mouthing a lot of angry arguments whilst having a shower. It's a lot of fun. I think period of time, I've basically almost had three different breakdowns. It's been a time. It's good.
You are powering through, though. I know you're exhausted, but you are doing very, very well given everything.
Thank you. It was good. It was like a I'm not so sure. Like after an event that had happened, and just coming back and all that, and just having some breakfast with again Earth Partner. I'm like, so this has happened. Blah 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 blah. By the way, I might have a breakdown and cry in about 3 minutes. Blah blah blah. As I'm doing this, tears down my face, but it was fine.
No.
It's fine.
As long as you're aware
life
of it.
Is
you're being honest, fine. Yeah. At least you're being open fine. About it.
You're aware of it.
You can't control fine. Other people's actions, but you can control your own.
Sort of. Exactly. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Cass.
I've been George.
And I've been Zoe B.
And we're still fine.
You're not fine.
Mostly.
Yeah.
No.
Fine. Ah, so
three
fine.
Quarters.
Woo! Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with us for some very unprofessional advice that goes beyond just go to therapy, feel free to email us on happylittlepod@gmail.com and make sure you put somewhere in the email okay to air if you're happy to have us discuss it on the show. Hope you have a great day. You're not alone. We love you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.